My dear students, Assalamu alaikum. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the course on knowledge management. Ahlan wa sahlan and khush amdeed. This course on knowledge management is a unique one. Unique in the sense that not many universities around the world are offering this course, especially in business school or the schools which are related with sociology, social sciences, social engineering. You will find IT and information systems department looking into what are those knowledge management systems which can be implemented. Let me share with you, while welcoming you to this unique course in Pakistan to be offered from the platform of Virtual University of Pakistan, what is my message to the knowledge seekers. My dear knowledge seekers, ideas bring success. Success secret lies in learning. Learning will enhance our competencies, and competencies and capabilities will create your, mine, and our future. Future is where the opportunities are. Opportunity can only be availed with knowledge. Knowledge is said that it's powerful, but my feeling and my point of view is that knowledge sharing is even more powerful. But powerful is the leader, my dear students. Powerful is the person, is the manager, is the leader who will set the example, a role model for the followers, for the subordinates to follow. And then this leader who sets the example, how does he do it? He would treat and show the people the way he treats them. These people with common mental models, they will make a community. This community, which let us call a knowledge management unity, this community will combine ideas. So the ideas will bring success in this world and the world to come. Tomorrow, day after, next year, 10 years from now, 50 years from now, or the world hereafter. So my dear students, this is a course on knowledge. This is a course how to manage knowledge. Where lies the knowledge? How to create new ideas? And then how to manage them? And speaking of management, how to measure them? How to measure that your idea might be more innovative than mine? What does that mean? That means that the 21st century young men, people like you, might have more innovative ideas than the senior people. Let us learn then how to treat them, how to deal with them, how to manage them. Why? So that we all together can perform in an organization, so the organization should excel. It should excel in a way that in the market, in the free world, around the globe, its customers should be happy, its stakeholders should be satisfied and committed, and the organization is providing value for their money, for their capital, for their investments. This means it's a game of ideas. So knowledge management course is the course about ideas. Ideas bring money. Of course, at the end of the day, remember we talk about financial management, return on the investment, how much revenue has been generated, اچھا پھر دیکھیے کسی آرگنائزیشن میں کام کرتے ہوئے دس از ون آف دی پرپز دیٹ ہو ایور سو ہیز انویسٹڈ ان دا آرگنائزیشن ان ٹرمز آف کیپیٹل لیٹ اس ورک ٹوگیدر لیٹ اس کم اپ ود دوز آئیڈیاز دیٹ وی کریٹ اے نیو اپرچونٹی اے بیٹر اپرچونٹی اے بیسٹ اپرچونٹی سو دیٹس وائی مائی ڈیئر اسٹوڈینٹس آئی جنرلی سے دیٹ آئیڈیاز برنگ منی منی ڈز ناٹ برنگ آئیڈیاز So while we have to take care how to generate money, how to generate rupees and dollars, how to face the market, how to look at the globe, how to manage the operations and services and products, what kind of systems we are going to implement. All those courses which you might have taken earlier, especially in the business school or the business curriculum. All true. But now we have reached at a point that while managing the markets, while giving service to the citizens, while looking and taking care of the operations and the sales and the deliveries of the organization, while taking care of the human resources of the organization, while taking care of the finances of the organization, the basic question is, how is the knowledge worker? Let me introduce the new word. Not a manual worker, a knowledge worker. How is he or she being treated? How is he or she being managed? So this course, my dear students, is then about knowledge and the knowers. That's why this message which I shared with you is the message which I had on my website, rather the website of the School of Business and Economics of University of Management Technology, where I worked as a professor of knowledge management and as a dean of the business school for many years. Let me introduce myself so you know me, because we are going to be together for the next 15 weeks. Is that right? So this journey of sharing knowledge, because I would like to share with you what I have learned over the last more than 30 years. I completed my PhD in 1978, but that did not stop me from learning. And we will learn in this course that you should also should not stop even after getting the degree. Because the 21st century is going to open doors for us that if you want to develop your career and move forward, develop an attitude of lifelong learning. I think this course is going to be a fun. And you know why? Fun main isliye keh raha hu ki this discipline of knowledge management has many faces. Has many approaches. Sociology, philosophy, anthropology would like to look at knowledge from a different perspective. What is the concept of community and groups and the people working together? IT people, information system specialists, and if library science managers and professionals would like to learn this course and discipline from a different context. And how about the business people? Business administration, public administration. Their purpose might be how to get a competitive advantage while in the free market or in the globe. But one thing is common. No matter what we do with knowledge, we have to use technology. Technology of information. Information technology, information systems, because two ideas combined together, shared together, would bring a better opportunity. Then we need to see what are the ideas of knowledge management, what is the content to be offered in this course, and when talking of the course, there are many universities around the world which are even offering a master's degree, a thesis to be carried out for PhD in the area of knowledge management. It's new, it's unique, but I think to the students who have taken the course on total quality management, there might be several concepts which are already covered there and discussed and presented by a quality management specialist like Professor Edward Deming. Remember he talked about theory of profound knowledge? And looking at that theory, while working as a consultant of ISO 9000 systems, myself, attending some courses on knowledge engineering way back in 1997 and 8 at National University of Singapore, I perceived that knowledge engineering, a systems perspective, combined with quality management concepts, and again, blending with Professor Peter Senge's learning organization concept, would be a way forward in the 21st century in my career. That's why I start looking into knowledge management and the way it evolved for the last 8 or 9 years. Very few professors you will find around the world, but I think as we go on, you will see that those of you from sociology, from psychology, from business administration, from public administration, from IT or IS background, those of you who are taking this course, in fact, you are investing in your future. اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ اس کورس کے کانٹینٹ امیجیٹلی آپ کو کہیں اپلائی کرتے ہوئے شاید کچھ ڈیفیکلٹی ہو یا لوگ اس کو شاید سمجھے نا. Let me share with you with confidence that this is a course which is an investment for you, because as the time goes on, you will see that people would come to understand that the process and the procedure of the process is important, but bringing innovation in the process, bringing innovation in the system, and the one who is bringing it is more important. Business analyst, business intelligence, product development, innovative ideas would be the demand of the market. ان ممالک میں جن کو آپ developed countries کہیں گے, آسٹریلیا, یونائٹڈ اسٹیٹس, کینیڈا, سویڈن, سنگاپور, ایون ملائیشیا, دبئی ہیز اے نالج ویلج, یو ویل فائنڈ مینی پلیسز ویئر یو ویل فائنڈ نالج کوریڈورس. مینی کمپنیز یو ویل سی چیف نالج آفیسرس, نالج مینیجرس, دیز آر دا نامنکلیچر ٹائٹلز وچ آر کمنگ اپ. تو میری آپ سے درخواست یہ ہوگی, my request to you is that make up your mind, develop an attitude of learning, try to create the best opportunity for yourself, for your organization, and of course our beloved country Pakistan. So the question now is, are we going to speak about management of knowledge? How can you do that? Because this is something which you don't touch, which you don't see, which you don't feel. And then it has a different meanings and understandings with different people, with different cultures. Are we talking about know-how? Are we talking about know-what? Are we talking about know-that? Are we talking about know-who? And then in what context and at what time, what are we talking? Does that mean that those management principles which you learned earlier, scientific management, administrative management, behavioral management, and then among behavioral management you said, okay, HR management, organization behavior. We went on to the management science and operation management. We brought in the total quality management. Can we use all those principles and apply to knowledge? If we take knowledge as a resource, think about it. Can you do that? Because this resource, if it can give you and your company, and I repeat, if it can give you at the individual level, you as a knowledge worker, me as a knowledge worker, and that organization in which you are working. Say I'm working in a university, a business school, and you might be working in a business organization, a public organization, a non-governmental organization, NGO, for-profit, not-for-profit, maybe a consulting company, maybe an engineering company, maybe you are an artist, a social engineer, a system analyst, a project manager. All these people which I just named, can they work without knowledge? The answer is no. So how can we manage them? It's a challenge. Because those theories which were developed earlier, whatever theory you have already learned, we will see applying them to the knowledge as a resource and a factor of production, you might have to develop a new paradigm. You might have to think of a different way to deal with this resource. Isiliye main keh raha hoon ke this is a unique course, it's a unique discipline. And those who take this course and would understand this discipline certainly would have a competitive advantage and a comparative advantage as a strategic asset. And let me call it your personal capital. Remember you talked about financial capital? You took market as a place where you invest your capital and you would be interested in return on the investment. Here I am talking about knowledge as a personal capital, individual capital. How can I use this individual capital to leverage, to get a better opportunity and a better return on my investment? We'll talk about that. اچھا اس کورس کی ایک اور یونیک کریکٹرسٹک ہے اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ مینجنگ دی نالج ایٹ دی انڈیویجل لیول اور ایٹ دی آرگنائزیشنل لیول یو ول بی ہیپی ایز اے اسٹوڈنٹ ٹو نو دیر مے ناٹ بی ون آنسر ٹو دی کوسچن ٹو دا پرابلم پرابلم از دیئر آنسر کڈ بی مور دین ون And each one of them could be right. میرا خیال ہے سوشیولوجی اور سائیکالوجی اور فلسفی والے میری اس بات سے اگری کریں گے. It's a qualitative word. Of course it's quantitative too. We have to measure. we have to manage, because management without measurement, no good. Because remember, you said, if you cannot measure, you cannot control. Fine. So with that perspective, we have to see what art and what science, and let me add, what luck you are going to put here together so you can exploit this unique resource. So in other words, what we are talking here is the knowledge. Is it an object? Is it a thing to be managed? Now, speaking of the things, I know you have been managing things. As a manager, what is your responsibility? I'm sure you have learned, as a manager, this is your responsibility, that the resources of the organization should be used efficiently and effectively, and the organization's performance should be better and better, world class. Fine. But now we are talking about knowledge as a resource. Is it different than other resources? Well, we will share about that. We'll talk about that. How it is different. And if it is different, then how are you going to deal with this resource, and especially the one who possesses this resource, the knower? Who is the possessor of knowledge? You were managing financial resources. You were managing machinery and the equipment and the infrastructure of the organization. You were managing the technology. You are managing the markets and the customers. Fine. But now you want to learn how to manage knowledge and the one who possesses this knowledge. Jisko hum keh rahe hain, knower or the knowledge worker. So in other words, human resource, when you were talking about the human resource HR management theories, you were taking it as a resource. اب ہم کہنا یہ چاہ رہے ہیں کہ نہیں, ہیومن ریسورس نہیں ہے, بلکہ اس ہیومن بینگ میں جو اس کا نالج ہے وہ کہاں ہے, رائٹ اپ ہیئر اور مے بی ہیئر اور مے بی ان دیز ہینڈس, دا ہینڈس اسکل سیٹ کمپیٹنسی, دا مائنڈ دا ہیڈ. That's where I process the information. I get some observation and data and facts. I process it and put it into a context. Then I give meaning to it depending upon my experience. And some information and some knowledge and some tips, I keep it in my heart. Well, then it's very difficult. First of all, to know how much this person knows and can give the hands, and then how much he has in the head. And the most difficult part is how to exploit that resource which is in the head. That's why a very latest book written by Professor Thomas Davenport of Babson College. Let me show you. Thinking for Living. It's a 2006 book. He has already written many other books and articles. Davenport, very well-known name. We'll talk about him and the way he has contributed to the field of knowledge management. But in this book, he talks about you. He talks about knowledge workers. Those knowledge workers who earn their living by thinking. It's very strange. But this is how things are. That if you want to exploit knowledge as a resource, Or if you think this is a corporate asset, if you think this is a national asset, then you must learn how to deal with this person whom we are calling knowledge worker. And all of you who are reading, who are writing, who are learning, who are using technology, who are using their analytical skills, who are developing new competencies, all knowledge workers. My dear students, in other words, knowledge is like light. Knowledge management is here to stay. With the passage of time, you will realize that you will have an advantage when you enter the market and you become a business analyst. You become a business intelligence specialist. You use, maine kaha tha na, you will think analytically. You will use technology. You will raise your competency level. یہ وہ کریکٹرسٹکس ہیں میں نے ابھی دو تین آپ کے ساتھ شیئر کی ہیں نالج ورکر کی کریکٹرسٹکس. فائن, بٹ دس ریسورس وچ از نالج از ویٹ لیس اینڈ از انٹینجیبل. کیا لفظ میں نے یوز کیا؟ انٹینجیبل. آئی کانٹ ٹچ اٹ, آئی کانٹ سی اٹ, آئی کانٹ ویٹ. But of course, it's there that I can share. So in other words, it is different than other resources. And those of you coming from the accounting and finance background, it is not included on the balance sheet. Of course, some companies have developed ways and means how to measure it, and we will learn about it. A company known as Scandia in Sweden, the pioneer company in the world way back in the mid-90s, they came up with a tool, an instrument, how to measure knowledge in the company. But the accounting principles, GAAP, general accounting principles, it has no place for knowledge. It has place for equipment taken as an asset. For example, talking about tangibles and intangibles. Wait for a minute, I will explain it further. That tangible things, tangible objects, tangible assets have a place on the balance sheet as an asset. You may call it depreciating asset, but it has a place. What about the human resource and the knowledge? You think, accounting and finance people, you think, it's a cost, don't you? Here we are trying to learn, my dear students, my dear professionals. It is not a cost. It is investment. So knowledge is weightless and intangible. It can easily travel the world. Do you agree with that? Think of internet. Think of all those websites have so much information. And when you read them, how do you contribute? And how does the information explode? We'll talk about that more. It enlightens the lives of the people everywhere. Yet, billions of people still live in poverty, unnecessarily. So, meri aap se bhi request ye hogi, ki being a Pakistani professional, being a Pakistani manager, being a loyal Pakistani consultant, engineer, manager, marketeer, social scientist, psychologist, business administrator. Let us use the knowledge. And when I say use, let's share the knowledge. Let us deliver the knowledge. Let us deploy the knowledge. Let us apply the knowledge. Hum knowledge ko define bhi karenge, but for a minute, think of all this. Because when you share your idea, remember we said, when you share your idea, you get a better opportunity. And we will learn, how can we get better opportunity? Knowledge about how to treat such a simple ailment of diarrhea. Abhi tak bahut sare logo ko iske bare mein nahi pata. Diarrhea. دیہاتوں میں، گاؤں میں، چھوٹے شہروں میں، فار ون ریزن اور دی ادر کھانا ٹھیک نہیں تھا، پانی ٹھیک نہیں تھا، انوائرمنٹ ٹھیک نہیں تھا، موشن لگ گئے، ڈائریا ہو گیا. And I think you will agree with me that when you have diarrhea or somebody, a friend of yours or some member in the family have a diarrhea, یا تو پھر آپ ڈاکٹر کے پاس جائیے. اور ڈائریا ایک ایسی ڈیزیز ہے، ایک ایسی کنڈیشن ہے کہ آپ تین چار پانچ مرتبہ باتھ روم جائیں گے، you start feeling weak because you lose and you have an imbalance of the salt. Now, of course, you will go to the doctor. He may prescribe a medicine or maybe some antibiotic. It's an imbalance of bacteria in your stomach. But my dear student, it is very well known now that when you have diarrhea, it has existed for centuries, aur kuch nahi mil raha, to ghar mein ya paas jo corner ke upar store hai, wahan se Nimcol le aaiye. ORS, just dissolve in water, ek jag paani mein, ek packet ORS ka, put it in there, پانی کو ابال لیں، پیکٹ کو ڈیزالو کر لیں، کیپ آن ڈرنکنگ. دیٹ از دا فرسٹ تھنگ ٹو ڈو. یو ول ناٹ اسٹارٹ فیلنگ ویکنیس. آف کورس یو ول ٹیک میڈیسن دیر آفٹر، بٹ دس از دی فرسٹ میڈیسن ٹو بی ٹیکن، بیکاز وٹ وی آر سیئنگ ہیئر از دیٹ ملینز آف چلڈرن کنٹینیو ٹو ڈائی بیکاز آف دس ڈائریا. ویری سمپل کنڈیشن، ویری سمپل سولوشن ٹو بی ٹریٹڈ. لیکن سوال یہ ہے کہ نالج ہو تو تب بات بنے گی نا. اینڈ ہیئر وی ہیو اے سمپل کنڈیشن ٹو بی ٹریٹڈ ٹو سیو دی لائف. دیٹس ویئر دی امپورٹنٹ از دیٹ یو آر سیونگ دی لائف آف دی چلڈرن، اسپیشلی چلڈرن ہو کی ناٹ ایون ڈسکرائب دیٹ دے آر سو ویک بیکاز their parents do not know how to save them. So in other words, knowledge when shared, knowledge when disseminated, knowledge when deployed, that is where the potential is. If the knowledge is not in action, if the knowledge is not deployed, in this case, you are saving the life of a person. We are now learning how to manage a resource which is unique. Isse maine kaha tha na, you have already learned to manage the tangible resources. You have learned how to manage dollar and rupees. You have learned how to manage the machinery, the equipment, the technology to the best. Optimization. You are an industrial engineer. You are an operation manager. You are a quality specialist. You are interested in efficiency and productivity. Fine. But we are also talking about efficiency and effectiveness of a resource which is intangible. What does that mean? Well, you said tangible items and resources and things and equipments and machinery, factors of production. You need factors of production which can be used by the organization, which can be delivered in the form of products and services to the market as an output of the organization. And of course, it should bring return on the investment in the form of profits, higher revenues, better market share, better brand. So you manage the market, you manage the brand. And speaking of the brand, I think those of you with a marketing major will agree with me that the brand has a tangible part, which is the product, but brand itself is most likely the intangible part. Now, let me share with you some examples. We used to write with this pen. This is a writing instrument. Good. If the organization buys this pen for its manager, it is an asset. You record it. With the passage of time, instead of using this writing instrument, we start using word processors. Here comes the technology. So the productivity of a worker has many times increased if instead of using this writing instrument, one should use the word processor. Now, we were using typewriters. Nobody used typewriter anymore. Everybody would like to use word processor. So a knowledge worker must be proficient enough to use the technology so that the productivity should be increased. So technology in this case became a resource. Information processing. So what we are talking here is information processing. So in other words, you were making the products, outputs, which is an output of a process. Let's say ISO 9000 quality management system was being implemented. You were taking raw material as an input. Certain process was being used. You were making an output. Raw material, koi example le lein aap. Think of it making a cake. Think of making a car. Car is made up of steel. Cake is made up of flour. Wheat flour, or sugar, or cream, or butter, whatever you like to call. But all these items which I just mentioned, they are made up of atoms. The basic unit in a product, in an output, which is tangible, is an atom. Basic unit. What is the basic unit in information when you process it? What is the basic unit in knowledge when you process it? The bits. So, IT is the technology of processing the bits. Mechanical technologies, electrical technologies, that's where you use the atoms in the form of raw material to produce the output. Let me give you another example. We were using the screwdriver as a tool. This is a manual tool. Well, with the passage of time, we brought in the mechanical technology. And you will find many companies, many workshops, even many people at home use a screwdriver where you can use the electrical force and your productivity goes up because you can do much faster at a much faster rate and at a much cheaper price. Aapne dekha hoga, khas taur par un stations par jahan aap ٹائر جب آپ کا فلیٹ ہوتا ہے آپ جاتے ہیں آپ مینوئل رینچ سے بھی ٹائر کو اس کے اسکروز کو انسکروز کرتے ہیں اس کے نٹس کو بٹ دیر آر مینی ورک شاپس ناؤ ویئر دی اسکلفل ٹیکنیشین ناؤ از یوزنگ الیکٹرک ایز اے فورس اینڈ اے ٹول ویئر یو کین اوپن دا نٹس ان اے ویری شارٹ پیریڈ آف ٹائم. Everything has just been converted from manual technology to a mechanical technology with the force of electricity. I'll give you one more example. Right here in front of me, a very little iPod. Now this iPod, so easy, you can put it here and carry it along. جو آپ میں سے شوقین ہیں میوزک کے, they would be happy to know that this little gadget with a memory of 1 GB can store hundreds of songs.
in the form of bits.
Kahan gayi mechanical technology? Tape recorder. Remember tapes and tape recorders? Then you came down to Walkman, and now here it is, iPod. So the technology is helping you that this is a tangible object. On the balance sheet, it will be as an asset. But what I'm asking is, the operating system which is in it, the person who recorded this song and the singer, the information which is stored in here, you can't see it. So what is more important? Tangible things? Good. They were important. Especially after Industrial Revolution, we used the power of steam. And the steam helped us to run the engines and the machinery. And in this way, we were becoming more productive. But now we have reached at a point, my dear students, where we are talking about bits to be processed if you use technology. And this information goes around the world, and you can talk to your customers, you can talk to your teachers, you can talk to your clients, you can talk to your boss, you can talk to your colleagues, anywhere in the world, in a very short period of time. And at a very cheaper price. So please notice now that even that resource which you are sharing with others in the form of data or information or knowledge, abhi maine tino ko differentiate nahi kiya, but you're sharing it, and it travels around the world through a technology which you call IT or CT, communication technology, in the form of bits. Think of that operating system, Windows 95, which you store on a CD. Intangible. CD is not important. It is just a storing media. The most important part is that piece of software which runs my laptop, which runs your computers. And think of it. How many knowledgeable people, how many competent people work day and night to produce an artifact. And the first software CD which was produced, how many millions did it cost? How many millions? And then, of course, this is a knowledge product. You keep on producing it, you keep on selling the CDs, and God knows for how many years to come. So in other words, a knowledge product, once it is produced, it will have a market value. So in other words, the economy of ideas, now remember, idea is based on knowledge. Idea is not based on atoms. Raw material, this raw material, plastic or steel, is made up of atoms. But the information which is stored in this iPod, in the form of an MPEG file or JPEG file, is bits. Is that also important? Is it also a strategic asset? Well, if it is an asset, then my dear accountants, why don't you store it on the accounting sheet? Why doesn't show up as the balance sheet as an asset? Theek hai, aap ye kehte hain ji ye depreciating asset hai. Machinery, equipment, with the passage of time, you calculate the depreciating rate. بلکہ آپ دیکھیے جو کمپنیز
اپنے مینیجرز کو گاڑیاں لیز پر دیتی ہیں, ڈیپریشیشن کے پرسپیکٹو میں چار پانچ سال کے بعد ان کی پرائس برنگ ڈاؤن ٹو آلموسٹ زیرو. بٹ ہاؤ اباؤٹ نالج؟ وی ول لرن اٹ از آلسو اے ریسورس, اٹ از آلسو دیئر, اٹس انٹینجیبل, اٹ از آلسو دیئر ٹو لائٹ اینڈ این لائٹ دی لائفز آف دی آرگنائزیشن اینڈ دی لائفز آف دی کسٹمر اینڈ دی لائفز آف دی مارکیٹ. بٹ اٹ از یونیک اینڈ ڈفرنٹ دیٹ دی پرسن who carries it, not technology, not system, the person, the individual, the employee, the human being. You have to think of the attitude and the mindset, how you will manage first the knower, the knowledge worker, and then of course this individual worker working together as a team in the organization, how can they help? So we have the institutional knowledge. Until next session, think of it. What is this knowledge management? What are your ideas? Have you read anything about it? Have you heard about it? You see some articles now and then in newspaper. Even you will hear many people talking about knowledge and the knowledge-based economy. So in other words, the economy is also being based on knowledge and information. And what do you imagine what it would be? Remember I said, to me, it is very important that you are the person who carry it. So in this course, when you come next time, I'll talk about the knowledge in the organization. I'll talk about the knowledge in the process. We will learn the knowledge in the information systems. But to me, the most important is the person who thinks for its living. Remember the way Professor Davenport is saying? It's an art how to deal with the knowledge worker. Of course, it's a science because we have to manage and measure knowledge. It's a tricky because how are you going to measure which is something intangible? Well, there are ways. And as we go on, we will see how things can be done. So individual knowledge and the institutional knowledge. Third component is technology. You put them together. That's what you will come to know in knowledge management. People, process and technology. اور میں اس کو کہوں گا پی پی ٹی, پاور آف دی پوائنٹ, پاور آف دی انڈیویجل پوائنٹ, پاور آف دی مینیجرز پوائنٹ, پاور آف دی پرسنز پوائنٹ, پاور آف دی ہیومنز پوائنٹ. بٹ آف کورس وی ول یوز ٹیکنالوجی. یو کین یوز دی پاور پوائنٹ آف ٹیکنالوجی آف آئی ٹی. People, process, and technology. Three components, and there has to be some content. اس لیے کہ measure کرنے کے لیے پھر intangible کو کسی tangible form کے اندر ہمیں اس کو لانا پڑے گا. And we will see how things can be done. And we will learn, just like ISO 9000 quality management standard, is there a knowledge management standard? I'll show you in the next session. That Australia has come up with a knowledge management standard. I mean, it's not obligatory that the company should get it implemented and accredited, but developments are already on the way. And as we go on, my dear students, as I said, it's going to be fun in the sense it's a unique blend that you speak about the person who carries knowledge and you want to manage it as a manager in the organization, and then you think it has to be applied in the form of innovative products. And think of that company coming from a very small country in Europe, Finland, which has the best mobile phone still in the whole world. innovative product. اچھا innovation کے پیچھے کیا ہوتا ہے, idea. And idea کیسے generate ہوتا ہے, knowledge. And knowledge becomes an input, you come up with an idea. You apply the idea, come up with an innovative product, and you become very important for the organization. So, my dear students, ladies and gentlemen, as we come to the end of the first session, we are trying to learn how are we going to manage something which is intangible. That's why I said you have to use a bit art, you have to bring in the science and be a little lucky, because lucky is the one who will avail the opportunity, lucky is the one who will implement the idea and apply his knowledge in the market so the knowledge can pay him a better salary, better benefit and a better life. And I'm sure in Pakistan we can do it and make this country a developed world, a part of the developed world. Thank you very much for joining the first session, and until the next session I would like to say goodbye and khuda hafiz.